Ben and Kelly Show, perfect way to get a hold of us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can shoot us a DM. We'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Yeah, this one's from Kelly with an IE. She says, I'm hoping you or your listeners can help me out here. My husband's friend is a perpetual bachelor.
Okay.
He dates a girl for a few months, introduces her around, brings her to group functions, stuff like that, then dumps her once it's gotten too serious.
Oh.
Now, because the friend and my husband are close, I become the new best friend for the girlfriend du jour during camping trips, double dates, sports games, happy hours with our group. The bachelor's charming and has the women believing everything is perfect until the breakup blindside.
Oh.
They are devastated, and I end up having to deal with the tearful phone calls and get-togethers while they ask me what went wrong. The most recent breakup involving a fragile woman with no close friends or family in town. I felt rude for not returning all the frantic calls and texts from this woman, but I'm frustrated that this draining duty always seems to fall on me. Now, I've talked to the bachelor about it. He says no one's forcing me to be friends with his girlfriends, and that's true. But it's hard not to act like a decent human being to these women. So how do I avoid this pitfall in the future?
Yeah, that's tough because it's, you know, the excuse, well, you don't have to be friends with them. But yeah, you're going to be nice to them. And then naturally you guys chat and you build a relationship too. And it's like,
yes.
Who's Kelly going to chat with while they're out, if not the new girl?
Exactly. I mean, and she can't just sit there and like ignore them all the time and not like, you know, be friendly because there's just be like, you know, I like your friend and everything, but his wife is really rude.
I guess you could tell, you know, if he says, hey, you don't have to be friends with them, and you say, well, I'm, you know, being friendly with them, and it just happens, I can't help it that people are naturally attracted to me, you know?
Exactly.
Then, you know, maybe you just say, well, then I'm just going to start throwing you under the bus, you know, and giving them like, well, yeah, he has issues, and this is his issues. And sorry you didn't see that before. Or,
well,
I don't know.
It's tough because, I mean, what if he does happen to come across a girl who might change his ways, be the right girl to, you know, tie him down? And so, yeah, I mean, she's in a position where she's going to always have to be friendly with these women because one of them might stick around.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know which one that's going to be.
Right, right.
But I get why she's like, feels drained because it seems to happen a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, it's always the women that are cleaning up after the mess, trying to console them and all that kind of stuff. That's tough. It is emotionally draining.
So what are we telling her here?
I don't know. I mean, unless... You tell the guy, listen, don't start bringing a girl around doing group dates, trips, or whatever, unless you think this one is solid and is going to stick around.
You know, Justin does bring up a good point and says, just don't give them your number and set boundaries like that.
Yeah. That could be too.
Yeah, but there's so many different ways other than a phone to get a hold of someone now. Like, you can just... send them a DM or whatever. And
right. If they become Facebook friends.
Yeah, something like that.
Follow each other on social media. That's how they can reach out.
But I get it. I get it from a like boundary standpoint where, you know, if you don't like give them your number or social media handles or something like that, I don't know. That in and of itself seems kind of rude, especially if she's like, hey, give me your number. I'll text you.
Exactly.
I mean, what are you going to say?
You can't say no.
No, you're probably not going to be around in a month, so I don't want to get emotionally invested in you.
It's just easier for both of us if we just don't, and we don't.
Yeah, Amy says, treat them like a coworker at a restaurant and be nice, but not learn about their life until at least 6 months.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I guess in theory that could work. It's kind of hard in the moment if you're just trying to make idle chit-chat and... that sort of thing just kind of comes up. It's like, oh, what do you do? You know, whatever, blah, 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 blah. You know, and you guys start to just talk.
Yeah. How long do you just keep that kind of really polite conversation going if you're like months in?
Yeah.
That's why I'm thinking we just kind of tell the guy, like, listen, don't bring people to group dates and trips and stuff unless you think, like, she's going to stick around because it's kind of exhausting to get to know all of your ladies.
But maybe he
and
does.
And then you break up with them and then they're calling me forever and I'm cleaning up after you. Like, I feel like she's got to have a come to Jesus talk or have her husband talk to him about that. Like, we're the ones cleaning up after you. You can just gloriously break up and never talk to them again, but they're still contacting us trying to figure it out.
Yeah, that's just a tough situation for you to be in.
Hard.
And yeah.
You want to be supportive of the guy if he's trying, if he's literally trying to find love and he's just not, you know, getting there with these women. I guess you have to try to figure out, okay, is he going to just always be a serial bachelor and he's fine with that? Or is he literally trying to make a real connection, just hasn't done it yet?
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck. I think you do need to bring your husband into this, though.
Yeah.
And I think as a team, you guys can, you at least have him to be there as your support the next time this happens.
Right.
So I don't know if we helped. Did we?
It's almost like, you know what it feels like? It feels like if you're like a single parent mm-hmm. and you're much more cautious bringing people that you're dating around your kids, right? You wait until you know there's potential for the long term.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what we do with the friends.
I mean, but that would be on The Bachelor, not her.
Exactly. But that we need to have the conversation to maybe suggest that.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Let us know how it all works. Diving into the DMs there on 99.7 DJX.